Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to 10% Happier early and ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. From ABC, this is the 10% Happier podcast. I'm Dan Harris. Hey, gang, it's Friday. Time for a bonus. And this is a good one. Many of you have probably noticed that when you start to meditate, it may not take long before you realize that many of your thoughts are internally directed daggers, the voice of the inner critic. But if you want to develop a new relationship with this inner critic so you're not taking it so seriously or not so yanked around by it, not so damaged by it, it takes a lot more than just noticing that it exists. That's where today's meditation from a great teacher by the name of La Sarmiento comes in. This meditation is animated by two really quite profound insights. The first is that we don't just tend to listen to our inner critic. We tend to believe the voice of that critic. And the second is that the path forward requires us to do some gooey internal jujitsu, to treat our inner critic with some kindness, to give it a hug, to high-five our dysfunction. The aforementioned La Sarmiento was on this show earlier this week. Definitely recommend checking out that episode if you missed it. La is a meditation teacher and board president at the Insight Community of Washington and the guiding teacher of the people of color and LGBTQ communities at the Insight Community of Washington. La is also the lead teacher of our Ted Lasso Challenge, which is happening right now over on the 10% Happier app. Speaking of the app, I do have one piece of exciting news to share. First, a little bit of context. Earlier this year, we ran a survey with all of our listeners. Thousands of you answered a whole series of questions about your experiences listening to the show. Thank you, by the way, for that. And we, in turn, listened to you. And it turns out one of the things you cannot stand about this show is the ads. We'll be right in the middle of talking about some deep Dharma subject or about the pernicious impacts of mass media or the importance of self-compassion or how to achieve a blissful state of focus. And then some jarring voice elbows its way in, trying to convince you to watch a boxing match or try a new diet or whatever. So we heard you and we're trying something new. This show, the 10% Happier Podcast, is now available ad-free inside of our companion meditation app, which is also called 10% Happier, as you probably know. So you can listen to all the episodes sans advertisements in the app when you subscribe. Relatable wisdom with no distractions. To get started, download the 10% Happier app wherever you get your apps, and then open up the app and tap on the podcasts tab at the bottom of your screen. And good news, as promised, this is now available on both iOS and Android. Okay. Let's start meditating now with La Sarmiento.
Hi, this is La. One thing we human beings do really well is to be hard on ourselves. How often does our inner critic berate our appearance, our abilities, or our choices without us even asking for input? The kicker is that we tend to believe just about everything the inner critic says, and these stories of guilt or shame may become a habitual response to stress. This meditation will explore how to listen to our inner critic with compassion and understanding so we can begin to balance it out. Let's begin. Find a posture that your body would most appreciate right now. Allow your eyes to close or soften your gaze. Remember the saying, be curious, not judgmental. Being aware with kindness and without judgment is crucial in transforming our relationship with the inner critic, and it takes practice. Let's pay closer attention to what happens when the inner critic dominates our minds. What are the go-to stories your inner critic tells you? It may be a story like, you're not enough, not smart or successful enough. You're too much, too needy, always seeking attention. Or, you don't belong, too different or unacceptable. Repeat them to yourself a few times. Can you notice without judgment what sensations, emotions, or images arise when you're believing this story? When we take time to really listen to our inner critic, it can feel hard and painful. Take a moment to offer yourself some support, maybe a breath or a gentle stretch. Now, let's notice what it's like to offer yourself some phrases of kindness. Repeat the following phrases to yourself, silently or out loud, whatever feels best, and notice how it feels. May I be kind and gentle with myself. May I trust that I'm doing my best. May I cultivate patience with myself. If you find it hard to offer them to yourself, imagine receiving these phrases from someone who deeply loves and cares for you. Bring them to mind as they say these phrases. May you be kind and gentle with yourself. May you trust that you're doing your best. May you find patience with yourself. Take some time to notice how those phrases of self-compassion feel for you. If it feels totally easy, unfamiliar, or even very awkward, it's all welcome. Whatever is present is totally okay. These stories of the inner critic have created deep grooves in our minds, and it takes practice to create new ways of being with ourselves with compassion rather than judgment or blame. Gently open your eyes if they've been closed. Take a moment to notice the space you're in, perhaps taking a comfortable stretch. Thank you for your efforts in cultivating radical kindness. Take care.
Big thank you to La. And we will be back here on Monday with a brand new episode from Zuleika Jawad, a fantastic writer who has gone through an enormous amount in her young life. And we're going to talk about what she calls the wellness industrial complex, among other things. If you like 10% Happier, and I hope you do, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
What came first, the chicken or the egg? Spoiler alert, it's neither. At Happy Egg, we believe happiness of the hens is what actually came first, because without happy hens, there would be no such thing as happy eggs. You know, eggs with delicious orange yolks. Those come from hens who are raised the happy way on 8+ acres of family-owned farms. Choose happy at happyegg.com and look for the yellow carton at a store near you.
Happy Egg. once upon a beat.
Remember those stories and fables that would capture your imagination and you couldn't wait to see how they would unfold? And now, when you read them as an adult, you think, some of these old tales could use a fresh spin. We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remix, and reimagine for the kids in your life today. Join me,
DJ Fuse,
and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, as we spin up new tales in the New Kids and Family Podcast, Once Upon a Beat. Yeah. Wondry and Tinkercast are bringing you a jam-packed, music-filled weekly party where hip-hop and fables meet. It's Once Upon a Beat. Follow Once Upon a Beat on the Wondry app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now by joining Wondry Plus in the Wondry app or Wondry Kids Plus in Apple Podcasts.
Once Upon a Beat.